We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Oh, well, there's no comparison. This is one of the greatest moments. You know, I've been fortunate to hit a couple homers, hit a homer for the cycle one time, and that was one of my, probably tops this just a little bit. But I've never gotten a curtain call before, and to get one of those was just an unbelievable feeling. Never had that. I was just so pumped up, and you know, it felt like a packed house here today. Those guys, you know, the fans got so loud, and it was just an amazing day. But just to get that curtain call, to help the team win, it's just a you know, it's hard to put into words how special it was for me and my family.
Nolan Arenado realized that he was at 8 years of baseball hell in Colorado, hits one home run in St. Louis, and it's the greatest moment of his baseball life. Hey, you're playing for the best fans in baseball. How about that? The St. Louis Cardinals. Roger and Cudahy called, and he's trying to figure out when he first hated the Cardinals. And I thought, Roger, what an excellent question. And I tweeted it out. I said, when did you first start hating the St. Louis Cardinals? And that is the tweet. I specifically didn't leave it to Brewers fans. I thought Cubs fans could jump aboard as well. And so far, I put this tweet up. Roger, this is going to be my whole day now. I don't think you've realized what you've done. I put out this tweet. It's already circulating in Cardinals Twitter. So this could be my most engaging tweet of all time. Because, you know, once the Cardinals fans see this, they're going to be, oh, dear, how could you hate us? How could you hate us Cardinals fans? And the interesting thing with the Cardinals is the Brewers fans, we've got this little rivalry with the Cubs. That should be the rivalry. We joined late to the party. Cubs and Cardinals have been fighting forever. We joined late, so it's like our rivals should be the Cubs. They're so close. And the Cubs are like, yeah, I mean, all right, we can pretend to be rivals, but we're always going to hate the Cardinals more than you. Like, sometimes you might annoy us. Like, you might be a little mosquito. As a Cubs fan, they might say, the Brewers are the mosquito. But the Cubs are the tornado that ruins my house. Like, that's what I need to worry about. A mosquito can bite me, I'll live. The Cardinals are the big grizzly bear knocking on my door for, you know, the jar of honey I have labeled on the kitchen. They're the problem. And we're like, but we want to be rivals, Cubs. That's what we say. We want to be rivals. And they're like, guys, trust us. Cardinals are way worse than you. And we're like, okay. And then we play the Cardinals and we watch a game and we're like, man, we hate the Cubs. They are our rival. And then we start playing the Cardinals and we're like, oh, okay, yeah, no, I get it. I see why the Cubs hate this team so much. The enemy of my enemy becomes my friend. And we're both united against the St. Louis Cardinals. So this is not just a question for the Brewers faithful and the fans that listen to this fine, fine program. This is not a question for Brewers and Cubs fans who we can be united in our hatred of the Cardinals. This is a question for all of baseball who must hate this team. This Cardinals team that has been seemingly good forever. Oh, they were good in the 20s. They won a bunch of World Series then. They were good in the 60s. They win in 1982, of course, against us. That may have been the start of your hatred. They have a good run in the 2011s. They win. They're like averaging 95 wins a game since 2000. They win a World Series in 06. They beat us in the NLCS in 2011. The big problem, the hidden secret, the elephant in the room here, is that they have a very similar history. And I got to say it. They have a very similar history to the Packers. They're like the main game in town. You know, St. Louis has had football teams come in and out of the city. but they don't have an NBA team. They did for a while. They don't. They've got the Blues. They got the Blues. But Green Bay is the Gamblers. People forget. But St. Louis, I mean, St. Louis is a baseball town. Green Bay is a football town. They were good in the 20s, 30s, 40s. So they were good in that era. They were good again in the 60s. And they've had sustained success, really, for the last 30 years. There's a lot of comparisons that can be made between the Packers organization and the Cardinals organization. So when did you first start hating the Cardinals? Roger, again, the producer credit, it's not a real thing. I wasn't going to send you anything, but I may Venmo you a dollar or two. What a great question. Ron is in Rome. We'll ask Ron. What's up, Ron?
You know, every fan base has its obnoxious drunk fans, including the Brewers. And I don't go to games much anymore, but in the Prince Field years, I had a 10-pack. And I didn't hate the Cardinals fans. I was jealous of them. And since then, it's the same thing. I mean, they do what it takes to win, and we don't. And so that doesn't make me hate them. That just makes me jealous of them.
They've been so good. I'm just looking at their records from 2000. I'm just going to – this is – every year since 2000, here's how many wins they've had. 95, 93, 97, 85, 105, 100, 83. And that's the year they won a World Series. 78, 86, 91, 86, 90, 88, 97, 90, 100, 86, 83, 88, 91. They've had one losing season, and that was they were three games under since 2000. I mean, do you not see the comparison here, Ron? I'm drawing a comparison to the Packers. I think we have to.
Right, and I'm sure people say that Packer fans are arrogant. And, you know, if we could be even more arrogant if they wouldn't have drafted Jordan Love. But I used to stay in the hotel downtown Milwaukee and meet Cardinals fans. And, yes, some of them are obnoxious jerks, but most of them are nice, good, knowledgeable fans that follow their team. And, I just envy them.
The knack that or the knock on, Ron, thanks for the call as always. Good to have you a part of the show, 414-799-1250. One of the things with Cardinals fans is they act like the keepers of baseball, and this may come from whatever the Cardinal way is. They act like they're the inventors of the game. The unwritten rules need to go through them. You know, they never do anything wrong, and when they do, it's actually right. You know, the instance with Yadier Molina and Nick Castellanos with the Reds, they got in a skirmish the other day. Of course it was the Reds' fault. You know, just the whole vibe that they give off, I think, is what angers a lot of us. And maybe it comes down to jealousy. I could tell you, everybody that I've ever trashed on this show, there's a lot of jealousy there. I mean, that you want to see through me? That's how you see through me. Does Bart not like Barstool? Oh, no, he does. He's insanely jealous of Big Cat. Why does Bart keep ragging on that Manitowoc Minute guy? Oh, he loves him. He's just super jealous. Oh, okay. It's just jealousy. That's what it is. And again, not to sit on the couch and get free therapy from talking into a microphone, but that's what it is. It's jealousy. So maybe there's a lot of jealousy, as Ron brought up. Bill is in Iron River. Bill, what's up, Bill?
Hey, Bart. I started profoundly disliking the Cardinals in that series when they were throwing at Ryan Braun and when the Brewers returned the favor to El Pujols. Tony La Russa whined like a baby. Want a little cheese with your wine, Mr. La Russa? That's when I really started disliking them. I wasn't real happy with them in 82. When that Andujar, I think his name was putting down the Brewers in that last game and then pointing at him with his finger like he was shooting them with a gun. That was kind of classless, too. But basically it was when La Russa started complaining about the Brewers' pitchers giving back what the St. Louis Cardinals were doing to Braun.
Yeah, yes. Bill, what you just said, yes.
It's like... they can do it, but we're not supposed to. It's against the rules.
Yeah, only the Cardinals can be good.
Yeah, exactly.
There's 29 other teams just getting in the way of the Cardinals winning a World Series every year. Bill, always good to hear from you. Thanks for the call. I'm just looking over some of the tweets that are coming in. When did you first start hating the Cardinals? 414 799-1250. You can tweet us, 1250 AM The Fan. I've got that up there. Let's see. And you can kind of tell, like, what age said tweeter is. Matt says 2011. Chris says 1982. Banana Man says 1982 World Series. My parents also started hating my brother since he was born during that World Series. Brewers haven't been back since. Coincidence? I need more explanation on that. Drunk David Stearns. Oh, I remember this. They threw a hissy fit because the Brewers started to untuck their shirts after victories. That was led by Mike Cameron. They think they are the unabashed arbiters of baseball's unwritten rules. That's a very eloquent way to put it. And then he says, clowns. Not as elegant, but just as true. Nick says the 2011 NLCS. Yes, I remember that very fondly. I went to the game. They won 10-1 or 11-1. They just smoked us. Mr. Mosley says, I was stationed outside of St. Louis from 07 to 2010. They are terrible human beings. Birth, 1982. Scott says, it's not the teams I hate. It's all the stupid talk the fans do. And then I want those teams to lose. For example, it took the Cubs 100 plus years to win a World Series. Okay. If it took the Brewers 100 plus years, you wouldn't still be happy that you actually got to see one. Again, I'm having a real bad understanding tweets or reading tweets today. Blue says, 3 summers ago, St. Louis was in town. I was at the grocery store. I saw 3 Cardinal fans buying brooms. A lot of Tony La Russa mentions here. So I can't read. When did you first start hating the Cardinals? The St. Louis Cardinals. Unless somebody really hates the Arizona Cardinals. Well, you're welcome to chime in that on that too. Or my beloved Fondy Cardinals. I might go off on that one. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, we are live inside the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios, genewagnerplumbing.com. For all your plumbing needs. And there's 2 real distinctive dates where I think you could start hating the Cardinals. 1982, when they beat the Brewers in the World Series, and then 2011, when they beat the Brewers in the NLCS. The Brewers. I mean, how different would things be if they just won in 1982? Yeah, I wouldn't have been alive to see it. I was nary a glimmer in my father's eye, as they say. But it would have been, how much does it change the trajectory of the franchise? Not having a World Series, it's very, we've been around for 50 years. The Marlins have 2, guys. It's very depressing. The Diamondbacks have 1. Very sad. The Rays have been to a couple. They don't have 1, but they've been there. And they're terrible. The Sean O'Connell dials us up, 799-1250. Sean.
Also using the Odyssey app, called the station feature as well. It's a very effective method of calling the station.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, the Odyssey app. Yes, I'm going to take the moment to plug it now. The Odyssey app, which was radio.com, is now the Odyssey app. You can check it out. Again, it is free to download, free to listen to us live. You can do the rewind. You can also listen to the podcast on demand at any time. And I was having a conversation with a Matt on Twitter. Somebody earlier in the show said a naughty, naughty word. And so it did not go out over the airwaves. But if you're listening on the app, you get to hear the R-rated version of the show. So another great feature to download and listen to the Odyssey app. Thank you, Sean.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, getting onto Roger and Cudahy's point, I mean, for me, Roger Encarnacion is like the lodestone. He is where I look to if I want to wonder if maybe I'm off base in what I'm thinking of as a Brewers fan, and then I'll go on to the Odyssey app and perhaps listen to a post-game podcast for Tim Allen. Roger, sure enough, will be there, and he will have a professor-like statement or two about the situation, and I gain a lot from it. I really do.
Roger's very good at posing a question that maybe others did not think of. So I gave him a producer credit for today's show. I may look to hire him full time.
Yes, and it's a well-earned credit. And to the thing, his question, my feelings really mirror Bill in Iron Rivers a lot. 82 is when I was in third grade, and it's one of my first sports memories, like sort of like how you had in 92 year, that was where you first kind of noticed sports and had a favorite team. For me, 82 was it, and mostly because my grandpa, you know, we watched a lot of the games together, and he said some very rude words during that World Series. And from there then on, I have hated them even before joining their division. And now that we're in the division, Bill's point of the Tony La Russa thing, plunking Braun, and then how dare you plunk our players in return, is a thing. And then also their fans being the arbiter of the unwritten rules of baseball is just, it gets a little much. And then also seeing their continued success, it makes it especially irritating. So Bill and Iron River, me and you, pal, at the Rustic Roost for breakfast, and me and Roger in Cudahy with an Al Capone roast. Oh, that sounds like heaven to me. All right. Have a nice weekend, Bart.
How about that? Yeah, the Brewer game. I'm going to get together a morning show Brewer game. Sean's coming. Got to get Roger in there. Bill and Iron River, we got to get his ass down here.
Alan.
Alan's not invited.
Oh. Why? You know, me and my wife, we go out, and, you know, people look at us. Oh, yeah, why, Alan? She's a knockout. She's a dime. She's like 6 foot tall. And people say, hey, how'd you get with her? But, you know, we dress up real nicely, like, you know? So people look at us weird.
All right, maybe I'll invite Alan.
Are you going to wear a mask? No, I don't wear a mask. I take vitamin C and I do bicep curls 14 times a day. That's all you need to defeat this coronavirus, I tell you. It's bicep curls. I don't do legs. I don't even do back. I only do the show muscles. Chest and biceps every day. That's how I get a woman like that, eh?
Yeah, people don't even realize that, before COVID-19, there was COVID-15, but it never spread because I was the one that it started with and I ended it right away. Just by doing those squats and drinking that kombucha iced tea there, eh?
That's a good Alan idea.
Yours is better. John's in Chicago. What's up, John?
Hey, Bart. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I just want to call regarding the whole Packer-Cardinal combo, and I think you're spot on. I've got buddies who are big Cardinals fans who are also huge Packer fans, and it's because they know how to be a fan of that type of a franchise. You know, we're, as Packer fans, we're kind of propped up by the success of the Don Hutson era and the Lombardi era, even though we didn't see it, and they feel the same way. But I'll tell you the other side of that, and this is not going to be a popular take, Brewers fans are Vikings fans. Passionate. We love our team. We're pesky. We don't have a World Series. They don't have a Lombardi trophy, but it's very similar.
You're right.
Yeah, I'd tend to say Lions, but, you know, the Vikings have had...
Yeah.
I think Vikings might be closer. I think you might be right on that.
Yeah, as hard as it is to say. You know who the Pirates are?
Well, they got to be the Lions.
I think they're the Raiders because they smoked a lot of cigarettes in the dugout back in the 70s.
Well, yeah, and they were good in the 70s. Yeah, the Lions have never been good. I forget.
Yeah, I don't know who the Lions are. Poor guys.
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah. Hey, go Brew Crew.
Yeah, go Brew Crew. Thanks, John. Who would the Angels? No. Wasting Superstars?
Yeah, we went to the Calderon Club the other night, and people stopped. They take pictures.
Oh, you want to do more of our Alan?
Yeah, I'm more interested in Alan, to be honest. I would love to just be a fly on the wall of a day in the life.
Yeah, we went down to Mater's there, and people just, they look at us. They don't even want to see us together. They don't think we're even married together.
You know, she's like 6 foot tall. I'm like 5 foot seven, and people say, how'd you get her? Your wallet? And I said, no, what's in my pants? Hey!
Ryan's in Brookfield, Ryan.
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. Yeah, you know, just hitting on a couple points you guys already talked about. You know, we're going back to the Mike Cameron days when the outfielders would untuck their jerseys after a win. And then I think if you guys remember, I think it was on Memorial Day, one year, maybe the year after that, the Brewers had a walk-off against the Cardinals, and they just went right in the clubhouse right away. No celebration, almost trolling the Cardinals. And then the Cardinals got ticked off at that, you know. So it's just that holier-than-now, you know, approach they've always had. And then, you know, you look at look at, you know, if you guys remember La Russa, then, I don't know, 10 years ago, saying that the Brewers were, you know, manipulating the scoreboard to be brighter when the Cardinals were batting. Yeah. Remember that? Just constant stuff like that. And then for them to come a few years ago, and they're the ones who were involved in that hacking scandal of the Astros. So it just, man, it's just definitely irritating. So I want to throw those things out there for you guys.
Yeah, Ryan, good call. Thanks, buddy. 414-799-1250. They seem very hypocritical. And if there's one thing I don't like, it's hypocrites and people that are hypocritical. Well, I guess sometimes I do. But that's, you know, with politics, that's the thing that bothers me the most about politics, is that somebody will be on the podium.
Both parties.
But they'll say, like, I don't like this issue. This issue is bad for Americans. And then they'll show a video of them from 10 years ago. This issue needs to be passed. It is good for Americans. And they just move on like it's, nobody holds them accountable for being hypocrites. And I feel like the Cardinals are sort of the same way.
Yeah, a little bit.
You can continue to chime in. When did you first start to hate the Cardinals? I've got the question up on Twitter. Some Cardinals Twitters already found it. So my day's ruined. So we'll see what happens.
Well, good. That's a war that I welcome, Cardinals with the rest. Fans. Yeah.
You know, yesterday at this time is when... So today the show started to go downhill right at 6 because I played the wrong show open.
Oh, okay.
And then I broke the coffee machine. And then a bunch of other stuff happened. Yesterday's show was going good, and then right around here, somebody was talking to me and wanted to talk about the All-Star game, and I said I didn't want to talk about that. And I was getting yelled at for not sticking to sports. And then I crapped all over Babe Ruth. As I like to do.
Babe Ruth, why?
Oh, I just think he sucked.
Okay. I'd never seen him. I don't know, man. He drank beers and ate hot dogs in the dugout.
I think he would suck today.
Would he, though? I don't know.
I don't want to talk about this again.
I don't know, because all he did was hit homers.
You know what we're going to talk about coming up is WrestleMania, and I'm not going to be ashamed of it this year. So Dave Hero, Great Lakes Championship Wrestling, is going to join us in a couple minutes. And normally what we do is, look, we want to be an equal opportunity employer. We try to, you know, we try to be one for all. So we don't want to get too specific or into the weeds. If I have a guy talking Bucks gaming, you know, I'll talk about it from a, hey, what is this standpoint? If I'm talking about NBA Top Shot on NFTs, I don't want to get too into the weeds when we're talking about anything. I don't want to get too into the weeds. I'm getting into the weeds. We're talking WrestleMania. I'm asking Dave Hero his thoughts on the matchups. And I don't care. We are getting bogged down in it. WrestleMania coverage in Milwaukee. You find it right here. And you find it on The Fan. Ryan Horvath. It is WrestleMania weekend, a two-night affair in Tampa in front of fans. WWE, SmackDown, and Raw have been wrestling in front of TV monitors for like 9 months after they were wrestling in front of nobody for 3. And now, for the first time in a year plus, they will be in front of fans, so we'll see what that changes. You know, I kind of realized I'm like the Roman Reigns of Milwaukee. I just want to be acknowledged. I just want people to acknowledge me. That's all. I mean, I don't need to be the head of the table. I just want to be acknowledged.
You're like the Fandango. Fandango? My buddy tells me it's Fandango.
Then you're Tyler Breeze, and we're Breezango.
I like Tyler Breeze, actually. I like Fandango.
Johnny Curtis. I like David Hero, Great Lakes Championship Wrestling. He is in Tampa where WrestleMania will be held. Good buddy of the show. Dave, how's it going down there, bud?
Hey, fantastic, guys. Good morning. It is a balmy 84 degrees already down here in Tampa today.
What's it supposed to be like tomorrow, the weather?
It's going to be in the upper 80s. And there's a chance of rain tomorrow from what I've been seeing. But You know, I'm sorry, on Sunday is the rain. But, yeah, I mean, it's great. WrestleMania has absolutely finally kicked off. We got down here on Wednesday. And, yeah, it's buzzing. I'm at WrestleCon right now, the big wrestling autograph and photo convention. So the who's who of wrestling, the legends and the upcoming stars are all here already.
All right, Dave, we'll do a normal 10-minute radio hit here. But I don't want you to sometimes when I talk to, you know, people, so we cover all sports, you know, but I would say covering WrestleMania, more of a niche thing here on a morning sports show. Let's get down in the weeds, man. I don't care if it doesn't appease the normal person. We are getting in the weeds. We are, because for the super fans, for the people that are dying for WrestleMania, that is what we are talking about. First and foremost, with this event coming up, you know, they're going to be in front of fans, some 25,000, I think. They have been in front of TV screens for a year. How much different do you think that will make this event? There's going to be adrenaline with the wrestlers. I think I've seen that some officials are concerned the wrong guys are going to get booed. The wrong guys are going to get cheered. The fans want to hijack it a little bit. But they have not performed in front of a crowd like this in a year plus.
No, and a lot of the talents are super excited about this because they've missed the fan interaction because they feed off of all the noise and charisma and electricity. So everyone that I've talked to that's going to be on the show this weekend, that's the one thing they're looking for. And, yeah, it's going to be a roll of the dice. I mean, the fans may cheer Roman Reigns more than boo him. They may boo Edge more than cheer him. We don't really know what's going to happen because there hasn't been a true litmus test with everything. But I just think the fans are just going to be happy to be a part of it. And I know the talent is really excited to have the fans back.
All right, two matches I want to ask you about specifically. I do want to ask you about the championship matches. Roman Reigns, it's against Edge. Daniel Bryan into that mix. I would think they need to keep – I would keep going with Reigns. I know that Daniel Bryan, you know, he's a fun story. Edge returned for this. But I think if you're going to be the head of the table and if you're going to build your show and your company around Reigns, Reigns has to win this match.
Exactly. And the fact that Reigns should win it, he has to win it because, let's be honest, Edge, you know, it's great he's back. He looks fantastic. But does he really want to have that schedule where he's on the road all the time? And Daniel Bryan, as amazing as he is, if you look at him today, he looks like my accountant. He doesn't look like a wrestling superstar anymore. Roman Reigns is the guy that walks off the cover of a magazine, and when you see him, when he walks through the airport, you know he's somebody, and you can tell he's a badass. So, yeah, Roman Reigns, for me, it's the no-brainer. He needs to win that match.
You know, then I look at the other championship match, the WWE championship match, Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre. I guess either guy could win it. I mean, Drew McIntyre kept the company sort of, you know, running by being the champion most of the last year. I like that Lashley's finally getting his run. What bothers me with Lashley right now is WWE, it's like WWE and AEW, and again, we're getting into the weeds, and that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So AEW right now is like, nobody can be by themselves. Everyone's got to be in an eight-man group, an eight-man faction. WWE is like, if we even have a tag team, we need to split them up for no reason. Our boys that were in studio, Otis and Tucker, they got split up for no reason. The Iconics got split up for no reason. Then you have the Hurt Business, which is like, okay, this is something cool. And then they split them up for no reason.
And if you notice, every one of those teams that they split up, they've all been lost, you know, been stuck in neutral or reverse since then. The breaking up the Hurt Business was bad business as far as I'm concerned. I mean, they were rolling. And, I mean, who knows why they did it. It doesn't make any sense. They could have had a real strong stable with Lashley. I would not be a bit surprised if Bobby Lashley retains the championship tomorrow night. He has been on fire. He has been a beast. I think right now he is the most devastating guy in all pro wrestling. I mean, I would pick right now, I would take him over Brock Lesnar. He's doing that great.
Dave, besides the championship matches, which match for you do you think has the possibility or which one do you think steals the show on Saturday or Sunday night?
Oh, boy. I mean, I think Cesaro and Seth Rollins can be the one that steals the show. Cesaro needs that big match. He's had breakout matches before, but nothing with the likes of the caliber of a Seth Rollins. I think that'll be huge. But the one match I'm looking forward to, because it's going to really set the tone for his career is AJ Styles and Omos against the New Day, because I really want to see what they're doing with Omos. If he's more than, is he El Gigante, Giant Gonzalez, or is he somebody that can actually do something? I know he's been training with Kevin Nash down at the PC for a little while. And of course, Nash is one of the best big men in all of wrestling. But I'm really curious to see Omos teaming up with AJ Styles. Actually, that's the one match I'm most looking forward to.
So, Dave, I love wrestling, and I have since I was a kid. I'm a little upset right now because since Peacock got the WWE, they cut off a lot of the stuff that I like to go back and watch from the Attitude Era, and there's commercials and stuff now. It drives me nuts, man. But also, like, this week, the NXT pay-per-view was so good, and NXT continues to be great. I love the storylines. The in-ring product is great, and I love what Triple H does right there. Hell, last night we saw Gable Stevenson. I think he's going to be just a stud. What is it going to take for WWE? I know it's a family product, but it's just been so, like, Raw, SmackDown's a little bit better, but Raw has been rough the last couple months, in my opinion. I mean, there's some good segments. What is it going to take for the NXT product kind of to take over? Is it going to take Triple H maybe taking over the company? Because I struggle. I love the pay-per-views, but I struggle to watch Raw now, man.
Yeah, the rumor and innuendo that I'm hearing from the people in the know is that Vince, he's just a little bit out of touch lately, and that's been said for quite a while. It's no secret. But the reason NXT is so good is when you have guys like Triple H and Shawn Michaels and Road Dogg down there putting together the TV, it's wrestling guys that were stars and that were over, and they know what works. And then you have on the Raw brand, you have a lot of Hollywood writers that don't understand wrestling. They have never been in a ring. So the stuff they're writing, I'm sure it will be great for a sitcom, but it doesn't translate well for pro wrestling. The other big problem they've had is that with COVID, they have, you know, they get guys rolling and then someone comes down with COVID and then they got to keep them off TV for 2 or 3 weeks. So the roster isn't deep enough for all the issues they've had over the last year and a half. But hopefully that all starts to change and things get rolling and they can start making some money.
I think, and they can kind of look at this too, WrestleMania weekend, Dave Hero joining us, Great Lakes Championship Wrestling, which is up and running. We'll talk about that in a sec. With this weekend, they can kind of look at a reset in terms of, all right, we got fans at least for this show. You know, let's go from there. You look at the card. I mean, normally WrestleMania, who's the big draw outside of, like, for the guy that maybe watches just WrestleMania, maybe watched it back in the 90s, maybe this is all he watches. There's no Goldberg, there's no Cena, there's no Rock, there's no Undertaker. I mean, you got Bad Bunny. Okay, you got Ryan Horvath, you got your boy Logan Paul is supposed to be there.
Hate that guy.
It seems like the draw is just that they're back in front of fans, because the rest of the card, this looks like a fast lane card.
Yeah, it seems like they put in as much effort, I guess, as they could. But come on, when you're still booking WrestleMania matches the week of, what does that tell you? I mean, it used to be you knew 2 or 3 weeks in advance what 90% of the show was, and there was a match you were always looking forward, you know, to see. And right now, the biggest draw they have in the company is Roman Reigns, and he's the bad guy. So they don't have that super over baby face that everyone knows by name. That's a crossover star that, you know, women and children want to buy a ticket to see. They don't have that right now.
Dave, I want to get set for the weekend, and unfortunately I have to do it with Peacock, but could you give me 2 to 3 WrestleMania matches, your favorite, that you recommend to kind of set the tone for me tonight?
For me, my all-time favorite is Hogan versus Rock. I think that match was always fantastic. That one is great. Boy, there's the TLC with the Hardys, the Dudleys, and Edge and Christian.
Bret Hart and Austin was great.
Yeah, Bret Hart Austin is fantastic. And you know, even any one of the Austin Rock matches, they were always so good. But for me, if you want to watch a match that has nothing but raw emotion, it's Hogan and Rock for me all day.
Dave, you got Great Lakes Championship Wrestling. You guys are doing shows again.
We're back in business.
What's the schedule like? How often are you able to do them? Is it you know, all up on the up and up with safety? And what's the last year been like having to, like, you know, businesses like yours, man? These are shows. You need people there. You need the talent there. And it's like you couldn't do it.
everything I do is highly dependent upon the wrestling fans and people. And the last year was absolutely rough. But right now we're out at Circle B in Cedarburg, and we take everyone's temperature. We encourage masks, but we can't make you wear them. And we have plenty of hand sanitizer. We do as much as we possibly can to keep everybody safe. And right now, our next show is Saturday, May 8th. I got Buff Bagwell coming in. Yes, Buff the Stuff.
Nice.
As well as from Impact Wrestling, Rohit and Jake Something. So Circle B is hopping out there. The shows have been fantastic. We had Scott Steiner in February. We had Val Venus a couple weeks ago. And this summer, I'll be having a bunch of shows listed for outdoor festivals. And, you know, as always, just go to blizzardbrawl.com, and that's our entire lineup of shows coming up for the next few months.
I got to get on the Dave Hero, Cal Hero workout regimen because, you know, you guys come out to our toy drive, and your son, he's a kid. And now, yeah. Dude, he's like,
he'd kick your ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Like easily,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. He's down here at WrestleCon right now, and everyone can't believe how big he's gotten in the last year. So, you know, he's on OPW Wrestling. He's having a blast. He's training with Al Snow, and his coach is Doug Basham of the Basham Brothers. And, yeah, Cal's doing some good things. He'll be on Impact Wrestling next week as well.
Cal will?
So, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Doing what?
Not wrestling. Yeah, he is involved with a segment with Kenny Omega, I believe.
Wow.
Okay, yeah. Why
wow,
didn't we start with
that's
that?
That's huge news.
Dave, just say whatever questions you have. Don't ask me. I need to tell you my son is going to be doing something with Kenny Omega.
Dave, really quick. Also, what were your thoughts on that NXT barbed wire explosion match? Bart wants me to cut this off, but I got to ask you, man, because I bought that. I was so jacked.
Now I got another
it was
question.
A great match, but then all of a sudden it just poof. And I thought that it kind of ruined it.
I honestly thought Gilbert was going to be making his appearance when those sparklers went off. You know, that's just something that you can't control. But, I mean, hey, they overpromised and underdelivered, and I felt bad for everybody involved in it. But, you know, I guess that's part of the business. And you know what? It lasted for a few days. People were upset about it, and since then they've forgotten. So,
hey, okay. Wrestling. I'm super in the weeds. So we're in the weeds.
Yeah.
I'm going to dig a tunnel and go way down there.
All right.
I want to see Rich Swann beat Kenny Omega.
Oh, that's never going to happen.
Yeah, get out of here.
Yeah, what a ripple that would have through the industry.
Oh, it would be. But, I mean, yeah, there's no way Kenny Omega would or Tony Khan, for that matter, would ever agree to that.
God.
It'll be a great match. Those guys will be all over the place, flying and flipping and everything. But, yeah, Rich Swann's going to come up a little bit short. I honestly believe Kenny Omega is going to become the Thanos of pro wrestling and just collect all the belts for a while until, you know, for the next year.
Yeah, that part of it is pretty cool, I think. Dave, mm-hmm. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I love talking to you about this.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for getting in the weeds with us. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, guys. You guys have fun and enjoy the shows.
Yeah, we will do. We'll be in touch, Dave.
All right. Take care, bud.
Dave Hero. Check him out, David Hero, on Twitter. Great Lakes Championship Wrestling. Again, go to blizzardbrawl.com. They got a show coming up again. He said Cedarburg, May 8th. Oh, okay. Dave Hero's son is going to be on Impact with Kenny Omega. Talk about burying the lead.
Got a huge deal right there. Kenny Omega is the Michael Jordan of pro wrestling right now. Well, maybe. I'm a big Reigns guy. And you know what's awesome? Because he was talking about it a little bit there. And I'm with you, man. They got to keep the belt on Reigns. I'd let him keep it for like 3 years. Because the more, like, everyone.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
there
then,
needs to be a long run like that.
And especially with him, because everybody hated his guts. Now he's a heel, and I feel like people are going to, like, his character's so great. He's the best thing going in wrestling right now.
We're so in the weeds. I'm going to have you call Pipe Bomb if you can right now.
Oh.
And we're going to talk about NASCAR.
Okay. So we go from WWE.
I mean, we're going
to
be in the weeds.
Hey, hell yeah.
If we're
going to
roll
right?
in the dirt. Let's roll in the dirt. We'll do the
all
Brewers.
Sports.
Oh, they take out their pitchers too soon. Wah.
So you're telling me you're not going to hit a break. You should at least see what my man Leon is going to have to say here while I call Pipe.
I would love to see what Leon's got to say. What's up, Leon?
How you doing, guys?
Good. What's happening?
Hey, I was just wondering, do they have sports betting on wrestling?
So wrestling you can bet on.
A buddy of mine tells me if you go to Bovada, yes, you can bet on all the WrestleMania matches.
You can bet on it. The odds are out. Typically, the odds tell you, like, who's going to win, because obviously this is predetermined. But you can bet on it.
Bet on Matt Riddle to beat Sheamus is all I'm saying, and you'll make yourself a good chunk of money.
Hey, what what sports betting book do you guys use?
I make the trip now. I just drive across the border and do it legally.
I was using Bovada before I told them to never let me use my credit card again.
Hey, yeah. So if I go across the border to Illinois, where do I go?
So now you got to sign up at the actual casinos. They changed that this last weekend. I just type, I don't know, find a casino. I haven't been down there yet. Bet Rivers has one, right? I don't know all the casino names down there.
Can you do it online, or you got to go over there?
You used to be able to register online. Now you have to sign up in person, but then can bet online if I have that right.
I usually just I'll go behind the scenes with you. I usually just go to my hometown, Joliet, Illinois. It's about an hour and a half. If you go to Hollywood Casino, they have like a half-ass sports book. You could sit there. You could place your bets. The food's decent. And I haven't went in a while because they shut down all the table games, obviously, because of COVID. So everything's just like the virtual poker and stuff. And I like to play real poker. But you can go, you know, you could go there, four wins. Yeah, you just Google it, man, and then put it in your maps and whatever, wherever the closest one is.
Oh, okay. So you think Joliet is the closest one from Milwaukee?
Well, you can just – is there something in Gurnee?
Yeah, I think there's closer. Yeah, you could go closer to Gurnee, about like 35, 40 minutes away you could probably get there. I just go back home just because then I could stop and, you know, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, cause I've been dealing with this one sports book with Bovada, and they doing that Bitcoin stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like that. Yeah. I don't want my money tied up in no Bitcoin. I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, these sports books are like illegal technically, so they charge you a bunch of fees, and then you got to skirt around with Bitcoin.
Yeah. I don't like that. I don't want my debit card and all that tied into that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I'd love if it was happening here in Wisconsin, but apparently it's never gonna, so.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing.
Good luck. Leon, I hope we answered a few questions for you.
Yep, have a good one, buddy. I wish, Wisconsin hates money.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's too bad.
Jeff Orlowski's on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, the pipe bomb. What's up,
good
pipe?
Good morning. Hey, how's it going, guys? I'll tell you, I love money, unlike Wisconsin.
Yep.
And I will tell all your wonderful listeners out there, you want to make some easy cash, you go to the window and you put down every penny you own on the pipe bomb to defeat Bart and Horvat in a handicap match at WrestleMania. It's going to be off the chain.
You hate wrestling, right?
I loved it when I was a kid, but then I discovered women, and my interest changed.
Yeah, but there's pretty women that wrestle.
Yeah, there are.
Okay,
Some of the prettiest women.
Okay, no thanks. I unfortunately looked at that Playboy issue with that China person in it.
Well, that was the wrong issue.
Jeff.
You got to say R.I.P.
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 Yeah, R.I.P. That's what caused me to have to get glasses. So, it jacked up my vision. So I don't care about wrestling chicks.
Jeff, there's going to be – so the days Horvat's not here, Sam's usually here. There's going to be days that Pipe Bomb's here. 4 hours with you. How soon before we get kicked off the air?
About 27 seconds, probably, especially at 6 a.m. I don't know what I'm really saying until about 2 in the afternoon normally.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting, but it'll be fun. I'll tell you that. I can't wait.
Just don't swear. We had a guy. I said, hey, the Bucks have Jeff Teague. He goes, oh, who effing cares?
We don't need to talk about that again. We've moved on.
No. The Polish Angel does not use foul language. You know, you guys know me. That's not how I lead my life.
How are you enjoying the baseball season so far? The Brewers, they get an ace for five innings, and then he has to sit out the rest of the game because he's tired.
Yeah, well, you know, there's good old Craig Counsell, who everybody continues to say is the greatest manager in the National League or in baseball in general. And, the pitch count for all your starters is about 25. So, but I am enjoying it so far. I have, you know, very low expectations this year because my team isn't going to be very good, and I don't think the Brewers are going to be all that good. You know, they might compete for the division, but nothing's going to happen in the playoffs.
Jeff's team is the Cubs, and one of the questions we were asking people today is, when did you start hating the Cardinals? So I can throw that one off you.
Yeah, you know, very early in life. I am a little conflicted because when I was growing up, I was a real big Ozzie Smith and Willie McGee fan. Those guys were so exciting to watch, and how many bases and everything they stole, and just defensively phenomenal. So I did like those guys, but I've hated the Cardinals forever.
Yeah, I think most Brewers fans said either 82 or 2011, and it's funny because I was talking about, like, Brewers and Cubs. Like, we think the Cubs should be our rival, and then the Cubs are like, no, you're nothing to us. It's cute, right, but you're nothing. And we're like, well, why? We want to be rivals. And then the Cubs are like, because we hate the Cardinals. And then we're like, but please. And they're like, just trust us. And then we play the Cardinals, and we're like, oh, yeah, no, I get it. This team sucks.
Yeah. They're like, we have Murphy's Bleachers, John Cusack, and beautiful women.
Well, and, you know, how anybody could look at Yadier Molina and not get angry, I don't understand. So
he threw to first and wasn't able to pick off Jackie Bradley Jr. I thought he was going to cry. I really did. It looked like he was going to cry.
He's in his mid-30s, and he bleaches his hair blonde.
Although, like, Colton Wong cried, and I was like,
yeah, but that's okay. That's you're going back to.
I wasn't having the Colton Wong reunion. But then, can I just say?
I don't know. You know what? No, I'm all for the Colton Wong. Do you hear what he said after the game, though? He's like, yeah, you know, it was an emotional. I spent my whole career there, you know, so obviously got a little emotional, but I hope they hate me by the end of the year.
I feel like he's just playing here and then he's going to go back to St. Louis. He's just, this is like a little breakup and he's with a prettier girl and he's going to go back there.
He ain't going. No, nobody wants to live in St. Louis, man. We went through this.
Yeah, no, you know, Colton Wong, that was a little silly to me. But my fandom got crushed a little bit when I saw that picture of Aaron Rodgers in a man bun. Now, you know, you want to talk about a kick in the soft spot. That no guy ever should wear a man bun, ever.
How are you watching Jeopardy?
I watch Jeopardy every day for the last probably 12 years.
Really? Every day?
You know what?
Did you tape it when you're going to miss it?
It's funny because that is like, for you, Jeff Orlowski, that's also it's the most surprising thing you could have said, but also the least. You know what I mean? Like, of course you do.
I watch it 7 days a week. It's on my DVR. It's, you know, watching the last episodes of Alex was crazy. I don't understand why everybody's giving Rodgers all this love. He's not that good.
Yeah, how is he compared to the other guest hosts they've had?
Well, he's better than Katie Couric, who was awful. He's better than Dr. Oz, who's weird. But they had, right after they got rid of Ken Jennings did his two-week stint, and he's obnoxious, and I want to punch him. But they had a producer from Jeopardy do it. I guess it was travel problems with the Rona and all that. And that guy was phenomenal. He was the second guest host. His two-week stint, he was great.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I never heard of him, never heard his name, saw him or anything like that. But he was great at it.
What's the problem with Rodgers? Why is he no good?
He's got no personality. You know, his voice is very monotone.
Yeah, a little dry.
Yeah, and you know, you could tell that there's not a whole lot behind the pretty hair and the nice smile. You know, but you know, he's not, like I said, he's not horrible. He's not the worst. There's been a few that have been worse than him. So, but you know, all the nonstop love fest on him on Jeopardy is painful.
Hey, is there a race this weekend? I stopped caring.
Absolutely. Martinsville.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.